Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Biden has said that the people of Israel have lived through moments of pure, unadulterated evil this weekend. After speaking to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Biden said he would make sure Israel got everything it needed, including extra ammunition and air defence missiles. From Washington, here's Barbara Plait-Usher.
It was an emotional speech. President Biden bristled with anger. He denounced the attacks as sheer evil, called the assailants bloodthirsty, and said victims had been butchered and slaughtered. He pledged strong U.S. support for Israel's security and its counteroffensive against Hamas. And he said he directed his team to share intelligence and support for the recovery of hostages. The White House says 20 or more Americans are missing, although it's unclear how many of them may have been abducted.
Israel's intensive bombardment of Gaza has continued for a fourth day, with the port and the Rafah crossing with Egypt both hit. Our Gaza correspondent says it's the worst bombing he's seen in 20 years, with entire neighbourhoods flattened. Najwa, a mother of five children, lives in Gaza.
It is exactly hell. What we are living now, what we are living in the past few days, and I don't know for how long it will continue. It's a total hell. Bombardment everywhere. Nobody is safe. Everybody is scared. It's never like the previous times were also strong and violent. But this time it is more horrible because you feel that no one stands beside you. No one can say stop to Israel.
The Palestinian envoy to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, has accused Israel of planning to use starvation as a method of warfare. He described this and the bombardments as war crimes. Hamas has continued to fire rockets into Israel, targeting the southern city of Ashkelon. A resident, Sigal, described the situation there.
Since 5 o'clock, we had 9 rounds of sirens and rockets, every 20 minutes, half an hour or something like that. And then we run to the shelters. And tonight I'm going to sleep in the shelter where my daughter is sleeping since day one, because I'm worried that Hamas will continue with what they threatened.
Elsewhere, there's been another exchange of fire across Israel's border with Lebanon, and the Israeli military says mortar shells were fired from Syria into the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Israeli soldiers fired back with artillery and mortar shells. Several Arab states have taken steps to bolster their financial and humanitarian support for the Palestinians as the situation in the Gaza Strip worsens. The UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed has ordered $20 million in urgent aid to be sent to the Palestinian people. While in Kuwait, government ministries have launched a campaign to raise donations. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The European Union has written a strongly worded letter to Elon Musk, the owner of X, formerly Twitter, warning him that the platform is being used to disseminate illegal content and information after the Hamas attack on Israel. The Single Market Commissioner, Thierry Breton, also wrote that despite warnings, violent and terrorist content and false information hadn't been removed from X. Mr. Musk asked Mr. Breton to list the alleged illegal content. Prosecutors in the United States are bringing additional charges of fraud against the New York Republican congressman George Santos. A new 23-count indictment alleges he stole the identities of donors to his campaign and used their credit cards for his personal gain. A U.S. Navy sailor has pleaded guilty to providing sensitive military information to China in exchange for thousands of dollars. Wen Heng Zhao, who was stationed at a naval base in California, admitted sending information to his handler about U.S. military exercises in the Indo-Pacific region. Scientists have warned that global warming is changing the taste and quality of European beer, with farmers likely to have to adapt their production methods in response to rising global temperatures. Here's Ali McConnell.
Beer is made by fermenting malted grains such as barley with yeast, but its distinctive flavours and aromas generally come from the addition of hops. Researchers writing in the journal Nature Communications warn that a warmer climate in the hop-growing areas of Europe will have an impact on both their quality and quantity. The depth of flavour added by hops is created by their alpha acid content, which the researchers say could fall by up to 31%. Drier, earlier summers are also expected to have a significant impact on crop yield. Unless farmers adapt, there are likely to be fewer hops of lower quality to serve a growing market.
BBC News.